Welcome to the Permatemp Corporation. A presentation of the audio podcast, This Is Actually Happening. Episode 6. What if you weren't afraid to die?
See, I'm 91 years old, and I'm not distressed about death. Oh, I'm not afraid of dying. Oh, no, I'm afraid of living. Living with pain. I want to keep my body from hurting, because as soon as I get pain too much or something, or make a fall the way Gord was talking about, then they'll haul me off to the hospital. Life is funny. It's really funny. Most of all, you're thankful that you got through. I'm beginning now to be very specific. I think that when I die, that John's going to be there. It's very it's a pictorial thing for me now. When I knew that he was going to die very suddenly, when he had this attack, and the doctor said, you know, when he has this final severe heart attack, he will be without pain. It was up to me to be natural. That he was died, that he's dead. So I just faced the fact that here he was, and then suddenly he was gone. So I really didn't grieve. I really didn't grieve, and I really didn't mourn. I just thought his dying was so natural. No big deal. Because he'd seen hundreds of people die, and the parents and the friends were around, you know, trying to call him back and all that. I didn't go through any of that. I didn't think about what we'd done when we were young or anything. He was just a corpse. Now, recently, I'm going through what it's going to be like when I'm with John again, what it will be like when I die and John's going to be there, and what we're going to say and what we're going to do. Isn't that interesting? And we're just going to talk about, I don't know, he's just going to be there. That story that was started there, that never really was finished. I never really said to John when he was lying there, you know, John, we'll meet again sometime, and I'm sorry to see you go and all. I never went through that. You know, the spirit is here, and I think about him a lot, and a lot of so many of the things I do, I will say now, you know, this is what John would want. You know, we were so different, but we were so much alike on the major decisions. Some people wonder about my marrying a minister, because I was not really a people person. But I didn't need to be with John. He just was there. So wherever we went and there were people, well, I didn't have to do very much. And it just fit, you see. I found people awfully boring unless they got into something I was really interested in. To date a fella and get all dressed up and go out and have a boring something sitting beside me. Oh my golly. I mean, I got to the place where I just didn't want to be with men. I didn't want to be with fellas because I was afraid they were going to ask me for a date, and I knew I didn't want to go. Oh yeah, and when I met John, yeah, I look forward to it because we had something to be with each other and to talk about with each other. John was not a very good driver, and I never was afraid with John. I mean, that is a mystery to me, that other people were really thought he was a very bad driver, but I never was afraid. So that's a way when I meet him and when I die, it's not going to be perfect. I'll probably have pains, or some people will be chattering or something, you know, but I'm not afraid because John's there. He'd seen, you know, 400 or 500 people in that dying state. And he would come home and he said, why don't people, and he said this to me, I remember this explicitly, why don't people know that death is natural? I can see him yet coming home late at night, slamming the door downstairs, you know, something, was didn't go very well the way he wanted to. He said, why can't people let them go? They're dying. Why don't they? He said, I can't. He's seen them, you know, wringing their hands and saying, oh, mother, come back. And, I mean, oh, no, that's so. They're here alive, and then they're dead. And they mourn, and they cry, and mama, come back, and oh, we love you so then, you know, and all of that, which is very natural. The thing we try to celebrate at Easter makes it so artificial. You know, you've got the seed and you've got the stuff and then the flower and all that. And what they're trying to say is it's just natural that life goes on. That's all they need to say. And I'm more and more into thinking that nature is the center. That nature is the center of mankind. The regularity of nature. How we can depend on that. How all around the world it takes 9 months to produce a baby. Where did 9 months come from? And the menstrual cycle of a woman is 28 days all around the world. The seasons change. That natural spark of life, for God, nobody knows when it happens, really. The doctors don't know. And we don't even know about animals what happens. What happens to that life? And human beings think, I think that's what makes me a human being, to believe that it goes on. And great poets have tried to say that in all kinds of ways. Even Shakespeare, I'm reading some Shakespeare now. You know, that was what was wrong with old what's-his-name, Hamlet. He didn't believe in life after death. He was, you know, trying to get his father back, his mother to be sane again and not marry this uncle or something, you know. He was just struggling with life. I think I have enough now to last me to be, you know, close to 100. I probably will make it close to 100. I don't want to, but then that's not my choice. Oh, I don't want to live well because my body, see, I can tell my body. Like when I stoop over here to pick up something, you see, something's going to go. It's not going to be my teeth. I still have the same teeth. I go to a doctor, there's nothing wrong, but there's something's going to be wrong. And then if they're suggesting something for long life, I'll say, well, I don't really care for that, but I probably do what they tell me. I'm at the place now that when somebody dies here in the village, that doesn't move me. I'm not interested in that because we're all going to die now, see. It doesn't depress me, and I'm not curious how they died because they're just going to die because that's just so natural. But you just take life as it comes. You take it, and you're just glad if you're not in pain. They're nothing like the little creature comforts. Good food. I have wonderful food. They have it here. Hot at 12. They bring it in a car. Isn't that nice? It doesn't what happens to me. They'll take me to the hospital and try to give me drugs or something, and I'll say, that's all right. Because when I finally die, John's going to be there. I'm not afraid because John's going to be there.